I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11 and also to Exodus chapter 12. Now, what I want you to consider as you listen to this is faith's confidence. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 28 says, "Through faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them." Now, as we consider this verse, remember to whom this letter was written. It was written to the Hebrews, and it applies as much to us today as it did to the Hebrews then. As the apostle encourages them that salvation is by faith in Christ, apart from the works of the law, as he encourages the Hebrew brethren to persevere in the faith, he gives them an example of faith using Moses no less than 5 times. The reason the Spirit uses Moses as an example of faith is because those who were attempting to turn the Hebrew brethren from Christ back to the law were fond of calling themselves the disciples of Moses. And therefore, the Holy Spirit declares that Moses was saved by faith in Christ, not by works of the law, the same way God has saved all his children in every age. Now, we know that repentance is always accompanied by faith. And therefore, we've seen much of Moses' repentance in the verses leading up to this verse. We saw that Moses refused the throne of Egypt there in verse 24. There in verse 25, we saw that he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Verse 26 told us that he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Verse 27 said that he would not compromise with King Pharaoh. And the Holy Spirit now tells us why. Moses' faith rested in the person and work of Christ. He turned from those things to faith in Christ. The lamb in the Passover represented Christ's person. The sprinkling of blood represented Christ's work. It is Christ's holy person that gives value to his work. He's the Son of God. He's the God-man. Therefore, this is the order: Christ's person and then his work. This is the order that's so often declared in the Scriptures: Christ's person, then his work. Let me give you a few examples. In John chapter 1, verse 29, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold the Lamb of God," there's the person, "which taketh away the sin of the world," there's his work. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2, Paul said, "I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ." There's the person of Christ and him crucified. There's the work. Revelation 5:6, John said, "I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb." There's Christ the person. "As it had been slain," there's his work. Now, if we're to understand the strength Moses obtained through faith, we must take into consideration what the children of Israel thought of Moses at this point in time. 9 plagues had come upon Egypt, and yet Pharaoh still refused to let the children of Israel go. And this was directly by God's providence, for God, as Pharaoh hardened his heart, God hardened his heart so that he would not obey God. And now, the Egyptians, because these plagues had come upon Pharaoh and nothing had happened, Pharaoh had not let the children of Israel go, the Egyptians only mocked Moses. And their hatred and cruel treatment toward the children of Israel grew more intense. And therefore, even his own kindred, the children of Israel, had grown weary of Moses. To them, all Moses had accomplished was increasing Pharaoh's anger toward them. Nevertheless, the Lord now instructs Moses to go to the children of Israel, declaring one last plague that must come upon Egypt. So we see it was only by faith in Christ that Moses found the strength to face the children of Israel with these details concerning the Passover. Imagine what the children of Israel must have thought when Moses declared that their deliverance on that very night would come through a lamb. Now look at Exodus chapter 12 with me. In Exodus chapter 12, in verse 3, that's what the Lord declares through Moses, that he's going to deliver Israel by a lamb. They're to take a lamb. And yet by faith, Moses saw who that lamb typified. He saw in that Passover lamb what John saw when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Moses saw Christ in that lamb. Then there in Exodus 12, verse 5, it says this lamb was to be taken out from among the flock of sheep, or out of the flock of sheep. Hebrews chapter 2 tells us why. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 17 says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, Christ also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren." He's a lamb taken out of the flock. "That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people." Now, Exodus chapter 12 and verse 6 says they were to separate this lamb. They were to take him out from among the flock and then shut him up separate from the rest of the flock. Hebrews 7 verse 26 declares what this typified. It says, "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." There was no sin in him. He was separate from sinners. Exodus 12, verse 5 says then that this lamb had to be without spot or blemish. They were to inspect this lamb and make sure he had no spot and no blemish. 1 Peter 1, verse 19 gives the significance. God's elect are redeemed not by the works of the law, by the traditions of men, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Then Exodus 12, verse 6 says they were to slay this lamb. They were to kill him. In Revelation 13, 8, Christ is the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now, Exodus 12, verse 27 says this lamb was a sacrifice which would take the place of the firstborn in Israel, that the lamb might die in their stead and they go free. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 says, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." Just as that lamb that night in Israel was a sacrifice for the firstborn in Israel, Christ our Passover is a sacrifice in the place of those for whom he died, us. Exodus 12, verses 8 and 9 says, "Once slain, they were to roast the lamb with fire." And this signified the fire of God's wrath as Christ bore the penalty of justice on behalf of his people. In Luke 12, verse 50, the Lord said, "I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished?" That's why the Savior cried out in the ninth hour from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He was bearing the sins of his people in his own body on the tree, having been made sin for us. The penalty of God's wrath is death, and he bore an eternity of wrath. He bore the eternal punishment for everyone that he represented on that cross. And as that fiery wrath of God poured down upon him, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Then Exodus 12, verse 46 says that they were not to break a bone of this sacrifice. Whenever Eve was made from Adam's rib, Adam beheld her and he said, this is bone of my bone. They should never be separated. And this typified Christ in his church, Christ in his bride. She's bone of his bone. And therefore, on the night when the Sabbath drew near, and the Pharisees didn't want to break the Sabbath, there the Prince of Life hangs on the cross, the true Sabbath, our true Sabbath rest hung there on the cross, and yet they didn't want to break the law of observing a day. And so therefore they asked, could they go and break his bones, the bones of his legs, so that he would die sooner and they could get him down off the cross. But when they came to him, the first two, they broke their bones. But when they came to him, he had already given up the ghost, and not one of his bones were broken. And the point being is that before he would allow any one of his elect to perish, any one of his precious bones to be broken, that were just as one with him as his own bones were, he died that they might not be broken or might not be lost. And then Exodus 12, verse 8 says, they were to eat the lamb completely with unleavened bread. And this signified that the life of the believer is not by the leaven of our own works, but by faith, by spiritually eating Christ's flesh and drinking his blood. The Lord said in John chapter 6, in verses 53 through 58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, not as Moses and the Israelites ate manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Now, Exodus chapter 12 and verse 11 says they were to eat the Passover with their loins girded about and their feet shod and their staff in their hand. In other words, they were to eat this Passover prepared to leave Egypt, and this typified the believer's readiness to leave this world forever. And then in Exodus 12, the Lord tells us why they were to observe this Passover. And he says, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Be sure you catch that phrase. I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. That very night, the judgment of God passed through Egypt upon every house, Egyptian houses as well as the Israelites' houses, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God's justice must be satisfied. For him to be merciful and to be gracious to sinners, he must first satisfy his own justice towards them. And that's what this lamb typified. The difference for the Israelites, the difference that God put between the Israelites and the Egyptians, is that God provided them a lamb which stood between the offended God and the guilty sinner. And therefore, when God saw the blood on the doorpost of the Israelites, he saw justice satisfied. And thus he passed over their houses. And all Israel was delivered that very night. Now, Hebrews 11 says, by faith Moses observed this Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he should be destroyed by him that passed through Egypt that night. So in this one verse, the Holy Spirit declared to the Hebrew brethren and to us today that it was not by the works of his own strength that Moses was delivered, but Moses believed Christ. And by faith, he was not swayed by the mocking of the Egyptians or the murmuring of the children of Israel. He went to Israel with God's command that they were to be saved that night in a lamb. Faith's confidence is in faith's deliverer. Did you catch that? Faith's confidence is in faith's deliverer. Faith's confidence is in the object of our faith. We are saved by faith because Christ Jesus the Lord is faithful to save us. That's what faith believes. Do you believe him? Do you believe Christ by faith? No matter how impossible the way may seem, beyond all reason, beyond all carnal reasoning, no matter how inconvenient it may be to our flesh, and it will be, it goes against everything the flesh desires to trust Christ. But no matter how inconvenient it may be to our flesh, and no matter what persecution might accompany us in this life, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Cease from man. Don't trust your own works, but trust the Lord Jesus Christ alone. And as Moses and the children of Israel discovered, so you will discover that Christ shall set you free. And if he sets you free, you're free indeed. Amen.